Hello, Tiago. It's Gail over at Local Splash. How are you this morning?
Doing all right. And you?
Good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. So, I had time to chew on this listing and getting you on that first page of Google. Are we going to... Do you have questions?
I'll talk about it. I think I'm going to wait for a while.
Okay, why is that?
It's kind of expensive for me right now, you know.
Okay.
It's almost $300. And kind of too much for me.
Well, what if I could get another $50 off your monthly? I'd have to get approval for it, but I think it could happen. That would put you down to $199 a month. And you'd be locked in there. Mm-hmm. Still get all the same things, website, taken care of, Google Business Profile, all of that still taken care of, first page Google.
Okay.
And I can lock you in.
Okay. 200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there is another fee, right, to set up?
Just a one-time $99.
Are you able to avoid that fee?
Oh, let me check, see if it'll let me get rid of it. Yeah, nope, it's not going to let me take it out of there. Is that going to be okay?
That fee's one time, right?
Correct.
One time.
You'll never see it again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, 99 fee.
Mm-hmm. And then the $199 for your first month. So today it'll be
$298. Mm-hmm. Plus, and I can also cancel at any time?
You can. So There's we
no
just
contract,
need...
Right?
No contract. Nope. You're not locked in. And to give you an idea, too, Tiago, of timeline, so starting right away, we start your programming, and that's an ongoing process, of course, and it extends even beyond when we've got you on first page. But we start there. We also get you listed out to all of the popular search directories for the area, and this is all just within
what
the first set.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. You say
sure.
You're going to set me up with somebody in the area? What that means?
Oh, no. So one of the things that we'll do, Tiago, is we'll list TBM Constructing out to all of the popular search directories for your area. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different destinations. We get that all done within the first 7 days. And we'll also do your onboarding call, edit content for you. By day 14, we'll have your website up and running, ready to publish. You can use it. You can refer to it. And we'll get photos of your work in there, too, definitely. And then between day 30 and 45, you'll see yourself in the map on the first page search results. And our timeline is literally half the time of our competitors. They're usually at least 3 to 6 months if they're even willing to disclose it to you. Because of our status with Google, as a premier partner, we're able to apply our expertise to each account in a manner that cuts out a lot of wasted time.
Mm-hmm.
take.
Yeah, how long it takes to see on the search?
So your website will be up within 14 days, and your Google business profile and your search results 30 to 45 days.
Okay. 200 a month.
I'm sorry.
199 a month, right?
Correct.
Okay. It includes all that.
It includes all of that. Every last
no
bit
contract.
Of it. No contract.
Okay. Well,
let's go ahead and let's get you set, Tiago.
Yeah, let's try for, you know, I'm going to give you 3 months. If I don't see any results, we unfortunately, I'll have to cancel, you know, but...
That's plenty fair. That's plenty fair. No, I wouldn't expect any more.
I think 3 months, it's... 30 days is not enough, you know, but 3 months, it's enough for me to see results. Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to gather your information here so that we can close your listing and get you going. So let me grab a couple of screens. There we are. Excuse me. And so, Tiago, I've got your first name, T-I-A-G-O. And then last name, Modesto.
Correct.
Now, do you have, on the credit card that you're using, does it show a middle initial or a middle name?
Yes, B.
B, thank you. Okay, I think you told me that too. I think it wiped it out on me. Let me just fix that. So part of my job as the lead on your account is making sure that everything is a spot-on match. No typos, no errors. And that's what we want to avoid. And then, let's see, company name, I've got TBM Construction, Inc. Is that correct?
Correct.
And are you at 79 Daniel Court, Daniel Creek Court, St. Augustine?
Yes.
32095.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you. And if I remember right, you don't have a website yet. Is that right, Tiago?
No, I don't.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we didn't want to, if we needed to put it on a domain that you already owned when we do your website. So we'll grab a domain, and it'll be one that you like, something that works for you. You'll be able to choose from them. And, Tiago, I think I sent you an email yesterday, didn't I? Or no?
You let me check, because I know you did, but yesterday was... Yes.
Well, I'll tell you. Okay, and I'm going to resend the one on the reporting dashboard so that you've got that, and I'm going to send you a new package and price because we were able to get it discounted down for you. So I want that on there so you've got that in writing. Once again, make sure no typos. There we are. I'm glad my emails are making it through to you. There we go. So, whoops. It does help if I put your email address in. There we are. Okay, so I've got a new one coming to you that's got the exact price and package so that we got that all changed in writing for you. I just love that your last name is the same as the city. That's kind of neat. And Tiago, are you bilingual?
I'm what?
Are you bilingual?
I am.
What's your other language?
Portuguese and Spanish.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put both of those down. That way, they can highlight that on your website. Okay. And then services, we're going to say finish carpentry. If you think of any as I go, Tiago, let me know and I'll add them in. I'm kind of going from memory from yesterday. Kitchen cabinets. Built-in. Crown molding.
Yes. Finished carpentry.
Oh, yeah. Ah, yes. Okay. Got it. Okay. Any others you can think of? Do you do, like, flooring?
Yeah, we also do floors. Yeah, I have my floor guy. I have my painter.
Oh, well, so we can use those too. Flooring, painting.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you got?
Nah, they'll be all flooring, painting.
Okay, you got it.
Too much to worry about.
Too many different types of projects going on. Yeah, I can see how that would get kind of hectic, I would imagine, for your schedule. No, Tiago, I don't remember. Do you have a Facebook page?
I do.
For TV? You do.
Yes, CBM Construction, Inc.
Okay. Let's see if I can find it.
To my website or something, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, you broke up. What was that?
You said that you're going to link my Facebook page?
Yes.
Website, Facebook, and Instagram?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That is exactly why I wanted to find that. So part of what I'm doing right now, I'm doing quality control, making sure that everything that we have in our system and what goes beyond our system is accurate. And then I'm also gathering links like your Facebook page for your technician. That way he or she will have everything they need right at their fingertips when we do your onboarding call. Now, Tiago, on your website, there's no additional charge for it, but if you take like Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, we can add an option to your website that you can send people there to make payment. Is that something you'd like?
I already have all that set up through my company, yes. So let's do that. And I also work with Zelle. I work with Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, and, Cash and.
Wow. Wow, that's an impressive list. Nice.
Well.
You hit them all. That's wonderful. And I'm putting them all on there. Okay. There we are. And Tiago, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Email is fine.
Okay, you got it. And what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
Seven a.m. to 6 p.m.
7 to 6. And you want to say Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. You got it. And then, let's see. I assume your address is a home address, Tiago?
Yes, it is. And I don't want to say going anywhere, please.
And that was just what I was going to tell you. So what I'm doing is I'm making notes for our team and for the Google team to not publish your physical address. So you'll still be,
you know,
what's that?
Just my city, St. Augustine?
Exactly. Yep, that is exactly what we'll do. Yeah, we don't want anybody knowing where you live. So no problem there. That's, we're very careful on that. And I'm going to send you a couple of text messages, Tiago, just to make sure that you've got them and in your phone. So the first one is, of course, my contact information. You can always reach out if you have questions, problems, anything at all. And then the next one I'm sending you is customer service. That's actually where you'll reach your technician. And let's see. The next one is just going to be an informational link, how we track and your, how many clicks and calls you get. So it's more info on how that works. And then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So the onboarding call is with me and your technician, and we do another quality control check, make sure everything is right, go over what you want on your website, how to get photos to us, get you into your reporting dashboard, all of those things. So we block an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, and you don't need to be in front of a computer. So let's see what we've got. Well, today is... No, today doesn't look good. Tomorrow, we've got almost every hour on the hour starting at 10 a.m. going through 6 p.m. would be the latest. Is there anything in there that would...
Let's do noon.
Noon, you got it. So I will grab that appointment. And then as soon as I get this appointment built, I'm going to send that to you by email.
Okay.
There we are. Get all the right info. So what this will do is hold yours and my appointment with your technician. There we are.
Okay. And that is to build up the, to create the website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they'll ask you what you want in your website, what you don't want, everything that they need to know in order to build your site. And, sorry, I was trying to type and talk and it wasn't working.
Okay.
And then, yes, what was your last question, Tiago?
No, it's the appointment, the tomorrow's appointment.
Oh, yes.
To create my website, is that right?
Correct. You got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let's see. Okay, so you should have another email. And this one, the title is Local Splash CIE. And if you could open that up, it's a calendar invitation. And there should be a yes, no, maybe option.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you go ahead and hit the yes button, that would be wonderful.
I did. Yes. Opening calendar.
Did it work?
It's asking me to download a Google Calendar.
Oh, goodness, you don't need to do that. Let me take a look and see what it's doing. And if it didn't play nice, I'll just make it play nice. Okay. Oh, you're just fine. The response came through. You don't need to download Google Calendars. You can just close that screen.
Okay.
All right. And then, excuse me, does TV, what, one moment, let me go back. I just spotted a typo. And it was right there in your name, and I missed it. There we go. What I was going to ask, Tiago, my apologies, does the company name appear on the card that you're using today?
Yeah.
And then I assume the billing goes to your home address, the 97 Daniel Creek Court?
Correct.
Okay. And Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
And I'm ready for those digits when you are, Tiago. For security reasons, I won't repeat them back to you. But if you just go in four-digit blocks, as it is on the card, I'll keep up just fine.
Okay. 4741.
Okay.
65. Yeah.
Yes, I got the first four digits.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start it all over, okay?
47. You got it.
4741 6590 16 71 7810.
Got it. Thank you, Tiago. And the expiration, please.
0527.
And the three-digit security code.
794.
Got it. Thank you. And then I will go ahead and send this through, and then you'll have another email that, well, you'll have two more, actually. One we'll need to handle when it gets there. I'll let you know when they're on the way. Sometimes they take a minute to leave our system. Let's see, it should be queued. Okay, looks like it's one of them is on the way. You should have a welcome to Local Splash. And then another one should come in with Local Splash initial invoice. And it looks like that one's waiting to go. So let's, while we're waiting for that email to go, let's set up your security question and answer. So it's another layer of protection for you. We'll ask the security question, and then you need to provide the answer in order to access your account. So we can choose from mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the city that I born, or my mother born, or something.
The city you were born in? Sure. What yes. City is that?
Okay. It's M as in Mary. M as in Mary, A as in Apple, N as in Nave, T as in Thomas, E as an eagle, N as an ave, A as an apple.
M-A-N-T-E-M-A.
Correct.
Awesome. Thank you. Get that in here. It X's is out, so I'm cheating. That must be in Portugal.
Huh?
That the city is Portugal, in Portugal?
No, Brazil.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Yeah, it's in Brazil. I'm Brazilian.
I see. Okay, Tiago, that second email should be there. And that is welcome to, or no, excuse me. The one we want is Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yeah, I got them all. The
perfect. If you could open up the Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, I got.
And then about four sentences in is, click here to accept. What I'll do is I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing. I have to read it to you and record it anyway. So we'll get through this part and then we'll circle back.
Okay.
And then let me know if another screen should pop up.
Look with splash terms of experience.
Yes. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay, that it asks that you're the authorized cardholder.
Okay, click here.
And then it'll want you to type your name just as it appears. It is case sensitive, and it'll want your middle initial if it's on there too. And then once you get through that, it should bring up another screen and it'll ask you for a login. And you won't have the login credentials yet. Is it working for you?
Let me see if it works and working. This. Please.
Is it giving you fits?
Okay. Now it's asking for my username and password.
Oh, wonderful. You got to the right place. So that's actually where you're going to log into your reporting dashboard. So we'll get you those credentials tomorrow during your onboarding call. So you can go ahead and close that out, and I'll do the reading part, and then you'll be all set to go. So this is the voice verification. And it's required of us as Google Premier Channel partners because we're locking you in at a discounted rate. It is also recorded and added to your file as an additional form of protection for you. And there will be a couple of places where I'll ask you to like state the name of the business, things like that. And if you do need clarification on anything, Tiago, just let me know. I can stop and answer questions if you need me to, okay?
Okay.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance as it outlines the service description with Local Splash. It is also a form of protection for you and is added to your file. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
CBM Construction, Inc.
Thank you, Tiago. And please state your name and title within the business.
Tiago Modesto, owner.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am, yes, the owner.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your subscription?
Yes.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged on today's date, February 14th, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable total of $298, the breakout of which is a one-time only $99 setup fee, and your first month at a discounted $199 a month. Going forward, beginning on March 14th, your recurring flat rate will be $199, to which there are no taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Your subscription will automatically renew on the 14th of each month. You may pause or discontinue for any reason at any time by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. You are all set, Tiago. Congratulations. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see what your website looks like, and I can't wait to see you on the first page. You're going to look good
okay there.
All right.
I hope so. Let's see what all you right have to offer.
That sounds good. We'll take good care of you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Tiago. Bye-bye.
Bye.